Good morning. Who's with us?
Good morning, George. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
Good.
Good.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something else after that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay. Probably echoing on my end a bit here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
That's good.
Good morning. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle who just joined us.
It's me with a dead phone.
You with a dead phone.
Why is it waiting till I pick it up to show dead?
Oh, already, huh?
It was fine last night. It was fine earlier this morning. I just picked it up and dialed, and it's dead. Mm. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Tell me if it's dead you're talking to us.
Huh?
I picked up another one.
Oh.
At least it gives me the opportunity to pick up another one before it totally goes.
I was just kidding.
I went through that, and I've only replaced two of them, so I'm still jumping around between two phones where we're used to using a couple more, so I've got to get a couple more sets of batteries. I wasn't sure they were the right size because it was a different manufacturer, and I thought I'd better double-check to make sure they work because it says in most phones.
I take my phone in when it needs a battery. Let them figure out what goes in there.
Well, I just did them on the Internet, so...
Okay.
Was easy. Actually, Benny went in the store to pick them up, and he says, you're going to get a lot better deal, like less than half price if you go on the Internet. And so he went home and came home and told me, and I says, all right, I guess we can wait a couple of days longer.
Wow.
But they came much faster than I expected.
Just batteries.com?
Pardon?
Batteries.com?
You know, I can't remember which one. No, I actually ended up at Radio Shack. They were less.
I have a Radio Shack phone. That's interesting.
And that's where he went. And ours is a Uniden. Uniden, I guess, yeah. Anyway, it's not a Radio Shack phone. Good morning. I've heard some other clicks in. We don't need to talk about phones, do we?
Just need to use them.
But we do have to use them, yeah, right. Anybody else want to say hi? A busy Friday morning, huh? All ready for the weekend.
Morning, Char. This is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Next. Any comments or questions?
You happen to have your, black bracelet there, Shannon Miller one. Did you ever measure to see if it's the same length as the green one?
It shows the same length. I'm 99% positive, but the difference is in that solid gold bar. It seems to make a difference.
A little bit longer?
No, I don't mean it makes it longer. It just lays around the neck differently.
How about for somebody who's buying it for the wrist?
Should show the same. I think it's the same.
It's the same length.
Huh? They are the same length?
It is, but because of the gold bar in the middle, there's like a little bend.
Mm-hmm. I have it right here in my hand, and I'm measuring it, and the gold one is about a fourth, almost a half inch longer.
Oh, really?
I'm measuring them just from length to... Well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. The one thing was sort of up there. It's more than that. I'm pushing the...
Okay, Lee?
Yeah?
It isn't because you've worn it more.
No. No, it is not, because this is one that a friend gave me, and I haven't... And I just got the gold and black one. So it's a good half inch. I can go measure it and find out for sure because I'm in my bedroom and I'll go and see, but it's definitely a half inch.
It does hang longer when you hang the two of them next to each other then.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
Now, is this one that you just recently got?
Yes. Yes, and a friend gave me another green one because someone told me about doing the, oh, putting it around my ankle and, anyway, so it's new. The new, they're both new.
Okay, have they haven't re, they're not resent, they're not sending the black ones yet, are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think
it's... Okay, it looks like it is, almost 3/4 of an inch. It's definitely over a half an inch.
Wow. Mine was not that way, so the new ones are coming in differently then.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was an inconsistent older one.
Yeah, I'm pushing it down to see if the ends, you know, are there.
Yeah, mine was definitely not that, not that kind of a difference. I
know what the difference is? Part of the difference is the two... On the green one, the two silver ends fit together, and then you put the piece over it, the cover, you know, the two ends. The two ends fit right together. The gold piece on the end, the gold one, does not move.
Well, that sliding piece, though, is not going to make it show longer if you've got that slid out and counting that in. That's not going to make it longer when you put the two...
Well, that's what I'm saying. The gold end does not move, that you put it into does not move, where the silver end does move.
Not on everybody. Remember I had ordered, I think, six originally, and some of them moved and some of them didn't.
Well, yeah. the two silver ends I put together, and then I slide the Nikan thing over it, covering the two ends. The gold one just fits right into it, mm-hmm. And I don't slide anything. And they have the same, it has a little bit of a gold end sticking out on both ends.
Okay, loop them together, lay them so they're made into bracelets and lay one on top of the other and see if it still shows a big difference.
Wasn't it the connection that they had reworked? Wasn't that where the problem was?
Oh, I don't know. No, they didn't tell us. They just
definitely, it's definitely larger.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
This is Rebecca. Did any of you have problems if you put three of them together that they just don't fit? It's like the magnet is opposite. I have that problem. Sometimes they just don't. It's like those tricky dogs, you know, they just fight against. They just don't click together.
What they're supposed to do because of the way they go with the positive and the negative.
But I can't turn it around to, you know, that's the only way that it fits. But as a bracelet, it works very good. But if I want to make a necklace out of it, it's fighting. They just don't go together sometimes.
As a bracelet, you're putting it, the two right ends together.
But so yeah.
A necklace, you have to, because I'm wearing mine as a necklace. That's why I got the third one. You have to find the right end so that they go together.
But the
you
ends are on
that.
Reverse one of the bracelets and then they'll go together. They have to.
Yeah, they do. It's just that the two ends naturally go together with the bracelet, but then you have to find the right end for it to go to when you're putting three together as a necklace, because that's why I got a third one.
Right, right. Because each one has to have a positive and negative, and so each time you hook it together, it's got to be a positive and a negative, and it'll automatically come out right on the last connection if you've got the third one in the right position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I tried that. It just didn't work. But, you know, sometimes I have trouble, and then, like, the next three, they just go right together. But those three, I tried in all different ways and I couldn't get it together. So I just sell those as a bracelet, you know.
And the bracelet wouldn't hook together either?
Yeah, the bracelet does. The bracelet works. But it seems like they're just put together, like you said, the positive and negative isn't right to make a necklace on some of them.
Well, but if each of the three bracelets hooked together, they would have to, because that meant each one had a positive.
I know. I just couldn't understand. I have to call Nikan on that.
Yeah, call them, because that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they'll if it's something's wrong, I'm sure it's happened before. Yours probably isn't the first one. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was something they were talking about.
Sorry, I opened a can of worms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got it resolved as best we could. And it's Carl Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle. We're here to discuss what way of eating is the best for our bodies and can help us avoid these diseases that are most common in the United States, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune diseases, and to have a healthier life. So came out of the book that's called The China Study by Dr. Colin Campbell, and in there they did the largest study ever done in the world. Over 800 million citizens of China and information. So that's what we're looking at. It's plant-based, and we find it a very, very refreshing, easy, inexpensive way of eating. Faster, simpler.
Oh, I have a food question.
Okay.
Yesterday I went into, it's called an Asian store, and as soon as I opened the door, a woman approached me who was Indian. I said, oh, I was thinking Asian, more Chinese probably than Indian. And I said, is most of you Indian? And she said, we have both. You know, we have Asian across the board, but most of it is Indian. And so I remembered turmeric to buy in an Indian store, and I got a great big bag of it. Let me see if it even says how much it is. And she told me that you can use turmeric for a cleanse if you get food poisoning. Anybody ever hear of that?
Are you guys hearing a gurgling sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody's wrapping a package.
That was me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Turmeric. I got a 14-ounce bag for $3.79.
So, whoa.
Yeah. If you want to get turmeric, do not buy it in the grocery store or wherever you buy your spices, even Whole Foods. $3.79, a 14-ounce bag. That was me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But then she also showed me tapioca. And I said, when I hear tapioca, I think pudding. Have we ever talked about tapioca at all?
We have it, well, in very lightly. That's what I've been using in my pie fillings to thicken. It has a much greater thickening power than cornstarch, and I would much more prefer it as far as an ingredient than I would cornstarch. We get enough corn, especially with the free in season right now, because I like fresh corn. So anytime you're cooking and thickening, you can use tapioca. If you're not wanting to cook and you want to thicken something like a dressing, use gargum, G-A-R-G-U-M, gargum. And that becomes a little more expensive. Now, in the Asian stores, I can't remember if I picked any up or not, but I would definitely look there before I'd look in the health food stores, because it will be, I'm certain, way, way less. Those kinds of ingredients you're going to find unbelievably inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. They had all kinds of different flours. For the first time I saw the red lentils. Is there a difference between, in value, food value, between the red and the normal colors?
There must be some, because they cook up very quickly. They're very, very tiny, and they cook very quickly. I have not seen a chart that shows the food value difference in the different types of lentils.
Mm-hmm. So I bought some stuff, but I will definitely go back and try some other things. They had a vegetable. Somebody was putting out fresh produce, and they had what looked like, I mean, these were like an inch or two, not even 2 inches, and cute little cucumbers, and I didn't even ask what they were. But a guy, an American guy, was putting out something that looked like a whole corn. However, the outside was all green with, like, the magboard sticking out of them, those kind of spikes.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to the guy, what is this? He said, I have no idea. I said, what do you do with it? He said, I think they said that they slice and fry it.
You asked the wrong person.
I know. The other guy was busy, and it was just, it definitely, apparently, was not corn. But it looked like an ear of corn.
What I do often is just the people shopping there, especially if they're Asian, I say, have you ever used this? Do you know what to do with it? And they'll tell me very quickly. So did you walk out with any of these unusual things?
No. I bought a few things, but I was excited to find the, I was excited to remember to look for the turmeric. And the guy was standing right there, and both he and the woman were very nice, and both said, you know, if you want any, if you need any help, please ask. And you know, I just wanted to see what was there, and I definitely will go back.
Yeah, that's what I did the first time, too, and then the second time back, I took more home than I could get fixed before it went bad on me, so I ate some of it.
Yeah, they even had fresh garlic, and I'm thinking, well, I still have garlic in the garden, so when that gets finished, I'll compare and see if this is less expensive than I can buy somewhere else, I'll buy it here. Now, it's interesting, though, I guess I'm going to have to look further, because there are other, quote, Asian stores that have more in the Chinese, Korean, that kind of stuff that I have to find.
I'm sure you've got huge Asian stores back there in your area.
Yeah.
They've got to have huge.
Someone was right across from my dentist where I was yesterday, so I thought, you know what, I'm here, I may as well stop in and see what they have.
So was it a store large enough that had a lot of cutlery and a lot of paint?
No, but I heard someone come in and say, oh, it's much bigger now. So apparently they have recently moved here from somewhere else, and I'm not sure where they were.
Okay, well, when you get into one of the bigger ones, you'll find everything in not like a Walmart, of course, but
there'll
be a big section of items other than, and you'll have the same experience. What in the world do they use this for?
I was leaving, I could see bags stacked up, maybe 25-pound bags, I don't even know, I don't think it was rice, I think it was flowers.
Yeah.
They do a lot of frying, apparently. There was coconut, powdered coconut milk that you just add water to.
Yep. Coconut milk, coconut.
Okara.
Coconut everything.
Could we use that instead of the okara?
Right.
Could we use that instead of the okara?
Coconut flour?
Well, it was coconut milk, but you have to, it's dehydrated.
No.
Okay.
No, that's going to be way, way rich.
Okay.
Way rich.
Okay.
The variety of flours that they use that you'll find in the Asian markets are unbelievable. I mean, we've got wheat flour, and to find anything much else, you're not, in a regular grocery store, you're not going to see there's dozens of different flours. Every kind of bean is made into a flour that you can imagine.
Mm. They have beans I've never, ever, ever heard of. I noticed on some of the prepared stuff, they're still using hydrogenated.
Yes, you'll find that, and you'll find MSG also. So
yeah, and a lot of the stuff was coming out of Toronto, which was interesting.
Yeah, you've really got to read the labels on all of it. Well, it's a fun experience. So if you guys haven't done it yet, make sure you do, because you'll be amazed at some of the things. And it's the first time through, just like Nancy said, it's going to be more than overwhelming. I mean, everything you see is unusual and nothing that looks familiar practically. Very little compared to in our grocery stores. And you think, how can we get that many different foods, in places of the world? But we do.
Everything was in English, so that helped.
Yeah, most of the labels are. There's very few that aren't.
Right. But it was really just two aisles on both sides, and it's not a huge store.
Oh, that's considered a
small
store on the ones that I've looked at here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
very nice.
It's an education, and it's fun. And you'll find things very reasonable, and some of them you will not see the amount of additives. I mean, I don't remember seeing anything that had this long paragraph of additives like we have on our processed foods. They are, for the most part, simpler. That doesn't mean every ingredient is clean. I'm not saying that by far, but the long paragraphs, I mean, I've seen some that reach almost the full length of the label of the package in our stores. You get some dressings on bottles, and they have to make a bigger bottle practically to take care of all the ingredients.
They had both split peas and whole peas. I make split pea soup. And I think the split peas were like $1.50 a pound, which I thought was high. But the whole peas were less, interestingly. I guess when you make split pea soup, you can use whole peas instead. I don't know. I guess it probably just takes longer to cook.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I've used both, but I've never paid much attention, actually.
Yeah. It's a split pea soup, but it's made with whole peas.
Whatever. They'll split when they cook, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Anybody else have a question or comment? Thanks, Nancy. That was... I'm glad you made it to the market.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Darlene. I was at Costco yesterday, and I got something that I hadn't ever saw before, and it's dry roasted soybeans, and it says that is the Ednami or something like that. It's in a container.
Okay, dry roasted what?
Ednami
beans?
Ednami, yeah.
Okay, dry roasted. I've never seen them dry roasted, no.
They were giving out samples, and that caught my attention. And it says heart-healthy snack, and I looked at the ingredients, and all it has in it is the soybeans and sea salt.
Now, I'm curious, because dry-roasted edamame would indicate a fresh bean. Edamame is only usually said when it's a fresh bean, and otherwise, they would be dry-roasted soybeans, which are very small and round compared to the size of an edamame, which is a fresh bean. What was the sizing on these?
Well, let's see. They're about like a, I guess, like a large peanut.
And they're green?
And they're green. Yeah.
Ah.
It's a wonder veggie. It's a great source of soy protein containing all 8 essential amino acids and adds no cholesterol or trans fats to your diet. Just one serving provides you with 14 grams of soy protein and 2 net carbs. This perfectly roasted green soybean is extremely versatile as a snack, a perfect healthy topper for your salads or pour it into your favorite trail mix.
What was the fat content on them?
Let's see. 4 gram. Saturated fat 0.5, and trans fat 0.
Okay, what was the serving size?
1/4 cup.
How much sodium?
It says lightly salted, and I'm really sensitive to salt, and I couldn't taste it hardly at all. So.
Give you the sodium content?
Let me see. Sodium, 150 milligrams.
And how many calories?
Calories. Oh, 130.
That's a little bit over on that one. Remember that video we watched a year or so ago? If the sodium is higher than the calories, it's a lot.
Well, actually, you know, the taste of them, I just thought that that would be something good to go on a salad, or a few of them on a salad.
Yeah, the calorie count is relatively low for the, very low for the amount if you compare it to, like, nuts or anything like that.
Right. In fact, that's what it does. It compares it to nuts somewhere, I think.
And the ingredient list is just soybeans and
salt.
Oh, okay. Well,
those ingredients, soybean, sea salt.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a new item. I had never seen it, and I thought it was like $9, and it's 29 ounces for the container.
But it makes soybeans pretty expensive per pound, doesn't it? But they're light because they're dehydrated, so.
Right, right.
You get a lot more. Well, that's an interesting one to see. I have not seen that before myself either.
Didn't we talk a long time ago about dry roasting things, like peanuts and that kind of stuff, that you're better off eating them raw?
Well, anything raw is going to be better. But raw edamame on a salad compared to the crunch of a dry roasted would be totally, you know, totally different.
Sure.
But your food value, basically the closer you can get it to when it comes out of the garden, the better it is. Now you have totally different tastes and different flavors. McDougall's rule on that was when you're using anything like that, it's just like Darlene said, it's going to be as a condiment, not as a vegetable would be if you were using the fresh edamame, which is only, of course, common sense.
Right.
The way we were talking about it. But it's the idea that you get into as much of the whole natural, I mean, even like using raw sunflower seeds or raw chopped almonds if you want to put them on a salad or, you know, that. But every once in a while we like something different. And I'm game, too. I want to try things, if for no other reason than to be educated and be able to make a statement and say, you know, hey, I enjoyed them, but I enjoyed this just as much.
Mm-hmm.
So people can make their choice on that basis instead of deciding, oh, I really like the flavor of these. They've not tried some other things, and they get hooked into every salad has got, you know, that on it. And so that's the difference that I come from when it comes to those types of things. An occasional is, you know, is fine. But if it's an everyday situation, or even sometimes people get hooked where it's more than once a day on using a food that's probably not better than something else for you, that's where I draw the line.
I would take handfuls and say, oh, yeah, it's good for me, it's just a snack. So, yeah.
You know, last night, that's what I thought, too, because I'm always one of these snackers. I like that. But last night I took, like, a fourth of a cup, and I was watching television. I thought, I'll just have a few of these. Well, you know, I bet I ate maybe, I don't even know if it was half of a fourth of a cup.
Mm.
And I was done.
Wow.
I was totally...
Good for you.
Well, I wonder, how come that is? It must be...
It's the protein content.
And maybe that's what it was, but I mean, I was just...
That's
know.
The way I am with the roasted soy nuts, and I find even my grandchildren are the same way, and I haven't roasted any for a long time. They haven't asked me just recently. They've been getting enough other foods, but I can take a teaspoon of those, and I don't need any more. Sometimes it'll be a couple of teaspoons, but comparatively, if I was eating another nut, I would have eaten three times the amount before I'd even realized I'd eaten them.
Yes, I think that's what the situation was, too. It says that these are packed. Now, I don't understand this part of it here. It says products of China, and then right in the same paragraph it says, packed exclusively for Sea Point Farms, Costa Mesa, California.
Okay, they're shipping them over in huge quantities in probably drums, and they're packaging them here is what I would say.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it would.
Or they could be packaging them over there for the company the way they want them packaged, and that's the name of the company that's bringing them in. Either way, but and probably it would be much cheaper for them to package them. But what does the package say on the outside? It says product of China, doesn't it? So they may be packaged over there too.
Oh, it says Sea Point Farms on the front of it. Heart healthy, lightly salted. That's all it says on the front of it.
Right. Then under the, where you just read the distribution, it says packaged for
exclusively.
Okay.
Or, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Packaged exclusively for Sea Point Farms.
So I would say they're packaged over there and shipped over. Not the way I said it the first time.
They have a website also. So, that,
well,
yeah, it's on the front of it. It says 70% less fat and 40% more protein than peanuts.
Okay, so I say you found a new product that's interesting, at the very least. So, better than a lot of other things. Not better than raw, and you're not using it as a replacement for a raw vegetable. So, Guys, I've got a really easy recipe for you if you've got a pen handy. We're going to watch the time this morning. Did this last night, and I was looking for something easy. I was looking for something that was zucchini. I had zucchinis, and we liked the zucchinis, and this is a different combination that I'd ever put together for a zucchini. It's called bean curd stir fry. That's what it's called. I would name it something like zucchini potato tofu, I guess. I like to put the ingredients in there so I can grab it. Okay, 1 1/4 cups of potatoes. I used 2 medium-sized, one was even smaller, potatoes. Diced them. I just scrubbed them, diced them into cubes and put them in the big fry pan and sautéed them, in just about, not quite covered. They were not quite covered with water. For about 10 minutes, didn't even take that long. And then the next step is I dumped those out, and I used the same pan, and I heated, kept it hot, and put in, it calls for red onion. I didn't have red, so I used, it says 1 red onion sliced. I used a regular yellow onion, and still came out incredibly well. Heat it for 2 minutes. I did not use the oil that it called for, 1 table. Well, I know what I did use. I used, you use a jar of marinated, or a jar or can of artichokes, about 8 firm artichokes. So I used what turned out to be, it says oil, it turned out to be mostly water. There were just a few little beads of oil in the particular brand that I had. So I used that to marinate or to saute the onion in, and I put in 2 large, large cloves of garlic with it minced also at the same time. So red onion and garlic sauteed for 2 minutes. You could use vegetable broth, or you could use a little bit of oil if you want to, or you could do what I did and use the marinade off the artichokes. Okay, step 3 is stir in the zucchini and cook two diced zucchinis. That would be your smaller zucchinis diced. Stir in and cook for 3 to 4 minutes until slightly browned. Then you add the potatoes back to that mix. So you've got the onion, the zucchini, and the potatoes in there. And then the last thing to put in, or the last things, is a small jar of artichoke hearts. I actually cut them so they were not such big chunks, mainly because Denny doesn't care for them that much. And I like the flavor, and he loved the flavor of it. So he did notice the fiber in the artichoke, so, which was okay. Then you add, it says 2/3 cup of sieved tomatoes, and I never do that type of thing. So I had some spaghetti sauce that I didn't think was a great flavor, and it was about that amount, and I dumped that in. And I put in about 2 tablespoons of fresh chopped basil, along with the artichokes, and salt and pepper to taste, and about 5 minutes, stirred it around about 5 minutes or less on the stove, and we ate it, and it was really, really good. So, any refreshers on...
Did you put an oak or anything?
No, what I actually had done, and this sounds a little strange, I'd done a batch of... short grain brown rice with lentils, onion, and garlic in it. And we had a small scoop of that on the side with it, and a big salad. And it, to me, it would have been too much starch. I wouldn't have planned it that way, but that's the way we had it. And it was very good. So another side dish of another vegetable would be my preference, like, you know, something like broccoli or anything you want. I go for the greens. Would have done it because you've got, your starch and the potatoes in there, for one thing.
Be interesting to mix regular potato with a sweet potato, even.
That would be good. That would be good. That would give it a totally different flavor contrast with the sweetness. Oh, I didn't say. I'm sorry, I missed it. 8 ounces of firm bean curd, diced.
I was going to ask.
I said that at the beginning in the title of the recipe.
Yeah.
8 ounces of firm bean curd. Always rinse it when you open the package. I had a small package. It was exactly 8 ounces, so I came out really, really close on my proportions, which sometimes I don't. And it says at the bottom, eggplants could be used instead of zucchini if preferred.
So is it called bean curd or is it called tofu?
It's called bean curd.
And when do you add that and what do you do with it?
I put that in at the same time as the zucchini. Sorry, I missed that completely. So steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 different ways of adding the potatoes are cooked totally separate for about 10 minutes. Put them in another pan, use the same pan. I don't like to wash extra pans. Drain them, put them in a pan, and then whatever you're using to saute the onion, I use 2 cloves of garlic, as I said, the red onion and the garlic together. That was my addition. You could put optional on the garlic if you wanted to. I know Nancy wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then step number 3 is stir in the diced zucchini and the bean curd, cooked 3 to 4 minutes till it begins to slightly brown. Then stir in the potatoes into that still in step 3. And then add the artichoke hard, whatever you're using for your tomato paste. And you could use just diced tomatoes, equivalent to about, 2/3 of a cup would work too. Or you could use fresh tomatoes if you've got a good supply of tomatoes. I don't see what difference it would make. And then the basil, 2 tablespoons full, and salt and pepper to taste. And the last, 4 or 5 minutes, I don't time that because everything I was adding there was cooked. All it needed to do was get hot, and you're ready to go. Serve immediately. So we had enough for 2 meals. Out of it, I actually used one larger zucchini, not big enough that it had formed the seeds yet, but probably 1 foot long and 2.5 inches in diameter, I'm going to say.
Did you eat it cold the second time or hot?
Could you eat it cold? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there wasn't any problem eating it cold. There wasn't enough. How I gauge that always is by the amount of oil. And if there's if there's any amount of oil, what little bit was on the artichokes did give it a good flavor, as well as the liquid that was in there, and supplied the same thing. Now, it browned on the bottom of the pan, but by the time it sat there for a minute or two, it came loose and just gave a nice brown color. That was when I'd done the onions. They had browned, basically like they're caramelized.
And you used the frying pan, right?
Right. Actually, I have to admit, because of the oversized amounts that I always have when I do those things, I used a bigger frying pan. It wasn't ours, because I knew I'd have trouble stirring it. So it depends on if you're sticking right to the recipe, it probably fit in ours. If you're not,
you can use the bigger saucepan.
Yes, you could use the saucepan. I like the coverage I get on the bottom when I've got a bigger flat plant pan.
Yeah.
And I noticed even cooking the potatoes in that, they cooked very fast because there was more, they were closer to the heat. And it kept an even temperature, and you don't have to stir them. So, call it what you like, but that was mine. And I found it in a book that's called Simply Quick and Easy, and they got one small section. 90% of everything in there is entrees with meat. But they've got one small section of salads, soups, and they don't even have a separate section for vegetables, but that was the one I found in with the salad. So, light meals. It's called light meals and salads.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Easy and fast, and that's what I was looking for last night. From the time I called Jenny and told him dinner would be ready in a few minutes, it was.
Another way of what I've been doing lately, I don't know why all of a sudden, but I've been grilling. Oh, I know, because I found this container at BB&B. grilling vegetables on the grill. And they're first of all, they smell so good, and they've been really good. I put generally onions, garlic, a whole head, and mushrooms. In fact, last night I put mushrooms that I had in the freezer instead of using the fresh ones. When I had zucchini, I threw those out there. You can put anything out there, and this container has sides so that the stuff does not, you know, you're not working on a flat surface and trying to turn them and everything. It's been really good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
When you said smell, it made me think of something else. Last night I had been walking out there, and I guess I've not given it much thought, but everything smelled so good. And with my garden that's close to the house and all the big containers sitting outside the back door on the into the carport, with the fact that Denny had watered some of it, it brought out the fragrance. Well, vegetables don't have a whole lot of smell when you walk into the garden. At least I never thought they did. And so I thought, man, and then I realized in the middle of them down low, there is one jasmine plant.
Oh.
And, oh, my goodness, it's got such a wonderful fragrance. So if anybody wants to have a wonderful fragrance in a garden spot that's near your back door, have a jasmine plant in there because, oh, do they ever give it off?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was... I'm going, yes, I know that. In fact, I had them sitting once in my solarium, and I had to pull them out because it was so overpowering. It smelled like you'd walked into up to a perfume counter. It was so, so strong with about four of them sitting inside. I thought, I don't think I can take this. But in the open air, they're really, really nice.
There's nothing edible on that, am I right?
No, there was nothing edible about them that I know of anyway. I haven't searched out, but I never even thought about it. I just set them there because I wanted them, or this one plant down there because I wanted to make sure it got watered.
Do they have flowers on them?
Oh, beautiful, and that's what the blossom, I mean, that's where the fragrance is coming from.
Is that an annual or a perennial?
It's a perennial.
Uh-huh.
It won't make it outside. Well, some of them do. Between that and the gardenia, those are the two that have one of the strongest fragrances in a small plant, and one of my gardenias I had for like 4 or 5 years, and I don't know whether it got too dry and during the winter and froze out or exactly what happened, but they would they have a white blossom. It's much larger, the gardenia, of course, than the jasmine, but the two of them both have you know, now that I'm saying that, I'm wondering if this is an undersized... Oh, I'm sure it's not a gardenia. Anyway, after I said it, I was beginning to think. But it stayed over, and the tag on one of them said up to 20 degrees below, minus 20 degrees, and we never get that cold here. So there's a lot of different varieties. When you go looking for those kinds of things for your climate... I had picked one of them up at Home Depot. I think the one I had for a long, long time I picked up at Home Depot. And it was on a closeout one year. And it survived many, many years. I set it outside the back door, and every time you opened the door, the fragrance was out.
That's why I planted a lilac bush outside my window.
Oh, yes, and lilacs are the same way. They're short-lived,
yes.
And earlier in the season. And this is much later and runs for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
With fresh blooms on it. So, anyway, guys, we're way past our time again, and it's Friday, and I'm sure everybody's got a busy weekend planned.
Can you tell me who's on the call tomorrow on Vance's call?
Kathy and Bernie. I want to say Dorman from Canada. They're a great couple. We were with them at the summit up at Ruth's house, and they are experts on the on what Mike DiMuccio has put together on his website. Well, what he generated. He doesn't want it called his website. He wants it for everybody. Network, thewellnessnetwork.com as a tool to use in our business. We haven't talked much about that on this call, but I don't know exactly what they're going to be covering, whether they're going to go into that very much or just the other things, but they're a great couple.
The network
What is it?
TheWellnessNetwork.com. And if you go in there, on your, assuming you're doing this on your computer.
Well, I don't have any, but, you know, my downline does, and I was going to pass it on to her.
Okay. What you have to do is, unless I haven't looked at it the last few days, because my computer has been going through some extensive work, so I have not even done my emails. My son's been in here working on it quite a bit the last 2 days. So you have to go in on the top left side where it says, help me out, Jeannie, if you're still on the call, the wellness track or something. I think.
Yeah, it says, yeah, I think it says the wellness track system on there.
Yeah, wellness track system, that's it. And click on that, and then the next page it comes up, it'll say download at the very top on the left side again. Well, that's written more across the page. And you'll need to download everything, and it'll take anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour is what I've been told.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to allow that time. So it's not a quick link, and that's kind of one of the reasons we haven't talked about it on the call. But the information there makes it look like Microsoft put the website together. That's what my analogy would be. Would that work, Jeannie?
Yeah, I was in there last night looking at stuff. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Every tool imaginable from the company, from any place, anything that would be important to use. They've got whole videos in there that you can click on, and you can send it as an email to the person that you want to see, just a teaser. So it's going to eradicate, people that are using that are just eradicating many steps that they would normally be doing in their business, and time-wise, there's a learning curve like anything else, of course, but the time saved in the long run is going to be horrendous. Doesn't mean you'll never hand somebody a DVD or a CD. Doesn't mean that, but for any of the younger group, it will mean you'll not be handing them that because they just as soon click the computer and see it live at that moment instead of waiting for you to make contact or mail something or whatever. So
you said The Wellness Network.
The Wellness, T-H-E, The Wellness Network .com.
Okay.
TheWellnessNetwork.com. I always say V, so.
Okay. Thank you.
And anyway, you guys will find it interesting if you decide to take a look. Just don't toss it out because you're overwhelmed the first time because it would be easy to do if you follow it. If you get hung up, Molly has probably gotten to be an expert on it because she's in Mike DiMuccio's group and was one that kind of put in her 2 cents worth about it. But they're still working on the website. And if you get any place that says you need a token, you're in the wrong place, forget it. That's not where you want to be. It's like opening a set of encyclopedias in one way. But once you get into the right area and you poke around a bit, you can easily find it. Now, if you want something that's much more streamlined, use the Pathfinders that Rick has put together. And he's got a lot of new stuff added to that also. He's totally done different things, and so you can use that. So, or for your people. You know, my suggestion is become familiar. If you're a serious business person, become familiar with both of them so you can guide whatever type of person you've got into the area that's going to be best suited to them. We have attracted a whole set of younger people. I'm saying we in our organization that are working with this because they thought everything else that we did looked antiquated, like we were in the 15th century compared to where they were. And so this is incredibly fantastic for the younger set. They said in their 20s, I would say up to maybe even 35, that are so into using the latest technology. In other words, an example is they can have 3 or 4 people sitting together that are friends and none of them are talking. They're all texting their friends. on their telephones. Okay, that's the type of thing that would indicate this would be their category of communication by far. Now, a lot of the more mature audience is learning it and utilizing it. So I don't want to be put back in the crank phone category is what I'm telling people. So I feel the need to educate myself and at least be familiar with it and be able to use it. So
do you mind if we do a three-way call with my downline sometime? Because she understands that so much better than what I do because she's used to the computer. All the information that you gave, could we do a three-way call sometime?
We can, Rebecca, because of some things that I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
I need to have it over a week, sometime after next Friday, like into the following. Well, see, I'm going to be at the beach that week, or part of the week. I'm more than willing to do it. There's not a problem there. It's just a...
Yeah, the time.
The timing is really...
Yeah. Okay, well, you can just let me know.
Okay.
That would be great.
If I don't remember to do that later, make sure you bring it up to me.
Okay. And also, the Dennis Williams Show Me the Money Saturdays, is that 11:30 or is that 12?
11:30.
I always had a problem getting into that. Is that... the PIN number, is that 777-4776? Same as yours, I mean?
Ooh.
I'll just try it whenever, you know, I can do both and I'll probably get it.
You know, if you've got a friend that uses a computer, ask them to check on his website because I can't remember what I used for a PIN number the last time and they're moving it around because that's always on the webcast. It's also recorded on his, and the link is on his website, ybhurton.biz.
Okay.
Letters ybhurton.biz. And so you can take a person through that at any time, or someone that's using the computer can take a person through that at any time.
Isn't it right after Vance's call on the same line? After Vance's Pathfinder call?
It used to be, but I think they've moved it.
Because Vance always has to get off the phone by 11:30 our time.
Right. After his, not after his, no, it's not
the
after.
The Pathfinder call.
It's not after his Saturday Live call. It's after his accountability call.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's changed. It hasn't been on there.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's changed. So check the website for that one to make sure.
But do you think it's either the 6862? PIN number or the 777-477, one or the other?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's one or the other of those.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Guys, have a wonderful week. Make it a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks, Sharp, for all your help.
Oh, and if you've got a suggestion for a food of the week, which we didn't do much of anything on this week, shoot it to me by email or give me a call, whatever. If you don't catch me, if I'm out, just leave it on my phone. So we can easily do that. We got lots of foods to choose from that are very, very abundant right now.
Getting into apples.
Pardon?
We're getting into apples. At least here.
Apple season.
Yeah, apple season is starting.
What's just starting?
Apple season.
Oh, apple season. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, we're right on the edge of ours, because ours started with that one tree we've got months ago. Anyway, but I feel like I've been nonstop apples. Anyway, but there are lots of them coming on now. So make it a great one, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks, Char.
And if you found this helpful, pass it on to other people. Bye-bye.